as we're joined by head coach of the Beavers, Coach Tesh. Congratulations on the win. Way to get the hubcap back.
It was a fun day getting the hubcap back. I want to thank the Lions for their sponsorship. It's always nice to be involved with them. And then little Vontae, he was a big inspiration for the team. So just a great day all around.
Well, you guys started off really well. You were more traditional, running the football very effectively in that first quarter. Had it been frustrating for you, though. No points to show for it. Obviously, you solved that going further into the game, but it could have been even much better. But you guys really had control of the ball all day.
Yeah, you know, as good as we blocked and tackled and threw and catch, we still had some offsides and false starts and a few things like that. I don't know how many, but that's what killed that first drive was some a penalty. And so, take it, and we're getting better, and that's the good news. And fun thing is there's still things to improve on, and we can even do better.
504 yards of offense. I think you guys did pretty good today.
We did good. You guys did good.
89 yards, and it really started. You know, of course, you were moving the ball. You just couldn't complete the drives because of those penalties. But once you went to that hurry up, that really seemed to change the course of the game for you guys, and you completed it and got two quick touchdowns out of it.
Yeah, they're a team that flips all their backers and linemen, and they want to get set up a certain way. So if you don't give them time to do that, they're not quite as comfortable. And our good receivers made big plays again for us all day. Brady got us kind of jump-started. We went running back by committee. Kind of fun to see some guys have some success there. So nice day all around in the defense. While they were smacking them all day.
Yeah, only giving up 3 points today, and their leading rusher was their punter. And so great defensive. What was the attack today? There wasn't a lot of big blitzes going, but the front four had big pressure going all day.
They did. You know, that kid's hard to sack. I mean, bring down. You know, it's how many times you thought we had him sacked, and he still lug the ball out there. But he's not the most mobile guy, so he's not going to get those extra yards. So you could kind of tee off on him in the pocket, and they're behind, and they got to try and catch up. We were there early in the year too. It's not easy.
Well, you start 0-4. Nobody likes that. But that was all in the south, and obviously you still had an opportunity to make some hay in the north side of the conference, and you get your first two wins against north opponents. So is that what the focus has been? Forget about that first four games, and let's try to win the north here?
You're right. I remember after we lost to Mankato, we came to the sideline, and I said, as a coach, you're trying to think of some magic answer to get off to get over an 0-4 start. And I said, you guys ready to go win the north? And everybody looked up at me, and it wasn't like, who is he kidding? It was like, we can do this. And that's how we practice all year. And all you can say is we're getting better and better, which is great. And on to the next one.
Well, congratulations on your win today, Coach. Homecoming next week. We look forward to that here at the Chet Anderson Stadium. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.